Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And today is a very special episode because it's Remembrance Sunday. And I wanted to, as a mark of respect for all of those who have not only lost their lives in battle or combat, but also to respect all ancestors. There's a very interesting point of healing where the theory is that it takes 8,000 ancestors to create your life, which means all of those ancestors have passed. And I always say that you only need to watch Netflix to understand how horrible history has been in the past. And we can only imagine the untold suffering and prejudice that our ancestors have been through to create a fairer world that we live in to this day. And perhaps this world is not perfect, but it is certainly fairer than it was in the past. So as a mark of respect to all of those who gave their life for the world that we live in today, in every capacity, I wanted to do an ancestral meditation to help us relax and to calm and to connect, but also to help us release any negative trauma that has come through their experiences and pain and suffering, which, according to the healing theories, is something which actually has a knock-on effect to our karma and our stories and our narrative and can actually be released quite easily. Now, there are people out there that do incredible ancestral healing. There are a number of different organizations which will offer this at a very deluxe level. But I always like to start these things with something that you can do simply from home. And one of the easiest ways to clear and to generate goodness within the ancestral line is to use something called the Ho'oponopono prayer. Now, that is something which actually, if repeated, can become a little bit of a chant within this meditation. So when we go into this meditation today, we will start with some peace and some guidance from me, and I will go into the Ho'oponopono prayer and start chanting it. At that stage, you are invited to either join me quietly and almost kind of like an incantation under your breath, or to just indeed enjoy me doing it for you and to just go into a complete rest zone. The most important thing is to feel a state of love in your heart and connection to those of you that have ultimately given their lives for the privilege of the life that we now enjoy. And in turn, we have a sacred responsibility for the next seven generations of humanity to come after us. So it's a very important prayer, and it's an important meditation and conduit from those that have passed from before to those that are going to come on after, and all of the energy frequency that we can enjoy in this present moment. So, without further ado, I invite you to sit comfortably in your chair or your bed or wherever you are and just settle in, make yourself comfortable. Perhaps take your hands to your lower belly so you have a sense of gentle pressure on your lower dantian, and gently slow your breath, feeling the gentle pressure of your hands against your lower belly, breathing gently in, lingering at the top of the breath, and breathing slowly out, lingering at the bottom, inviting each new inhale to draw in fresh, peaceful energy, feeling the freshness through your nostrils, feeling every cell of your body expanding in this peaceful frequency. And as you breathe out, imagine every cell of your body releasing your tension, your suffering, your agitation, giving way to an exquisite sensation of relaxation. Breathing gently in, breathing gently out, allowing your body to relax, sensing your body, gently descending down into deeper and deeper, pleasurable relaxation. Imagine the crown of your head open. Imagine a shower of golden light showering down through your crown, shimmering through every cell of your body. And as you shimmer, you cleanse, you shift all negativity, all stress, all unhappiness out through the next breath. Giving way to the next inhalation, purifying every cell of your body. I will count down from 10 to 1. And as I count down, imagine your body descending down, down into total relaxation from 10, 9, 8, feeling relaxed, 7, 6, 5, feeling peaceful, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 1. At the bottom of the ladder, deeply relaxed, so relaxed, we barely move our body, deeply peaceful, deep relaxation, deep pleasurable peace. Allow the cells to absorb and store. Allow your body to only heal. Healing through the relaxation, through the stillness, and in this peaceful state, sense the loving sacrifice of all the ancestors, 8,000 souls, gently loving and pulsating into your heart. Feel their love and be grateful for their sacrifice and honor them by releasing their torment, allowing them to rise up like butterflies, up, up to the heavens, released with the lightness of our forgiveness and thanks, freeing them from their turmoil, from their suffering, from their ancestral wounds, perhaps passed down into ourselves, their traumas and their lives, perhaps even harder than ours. We thank them, we honour them, and we release them with our love and forgiveness. I'm sorry Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Feel with each repetition of our incantation a release, a lightness, a soft feather-like touch, a breath blowing, freeing any trapped souls, any ethereal energies, any torment and pain released up, up to the light. Up they fly, like beautiful butterflies releasing up to the stratosphere, up to the purest frequency, and sensing our own bodies lightening up as our loving ancestors free to the skies, released from their suffering, released from the burden, released from the burden of their lifespan, of their karmic duty to what went before and what came after. Each incarnation enabling us to learn our lessons in Earth School, while simultaneously making Earth School a safer, kinder, more beautiful place to learn for the future of our children, of our friends' children, of those who continue to suffer. We release our ancestors with humble gratitude, and we release the energies still higher and higher with greater love and greater respect. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. We say on their behalf to release them to those unable to speak for themselves. We offer our prayers and our incantations to heal and release all those trapped, all those wishing to raise their frequency up, up to the light. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Allow yourself to sit in the frequency. Be aware of the peace. Incantations bring vibrations into your body to shift these fine frequencies. Spiritual and emotional healing impacting every cellular function of your physical body. Feel the beauty of your prayer. Feel the reverence of your gratitude. And feel the love of your ascended ancestors, able to strengthen your courage in this lifetime. As we progress through Earth School, in perfect stillness. Our body absorbs and stores the beauty of this symbiotic prayer. And when you're ready, gently take your attention back up to behind your eyes and come and join me back in the room. Gently blinking. Gently coming back to the here and the now. Perhaps if you've fallen asleep, I'll close you down, your crown chakra closing now back into normal, and your ancestors grateful and ascended, and our remembrance today and every day offered with grateful humility and reverence. I'd like to talk to you about our two wonderful sponsors, because we don't take on anybody, you know, we're very picky here. So the first sponsor is The Naked Pharmacy. Now, the reason we love working with them so much is because on this podcast, we cover a wide range of health advice. I mean, from any given week, I'm going to be talking to you for anything from shingles to sinusitis to eating chia seed rye bread in order to get good bowel movements in autumn to decluttering to a myriad of different things. And you need a partner that can kind of run with you at the same time. And The Naked Pharmacy is just that, because they have supplements for everything, which means whatever topic we're talking about, you can pop over to The Naked Pharmacy and they will have supplements to support this information. Now, not only that, they are very content rich. They have an actual pharmacy, which is what's so great. So just as we as a brand here on Own Your Health are very keen to answer all your questions and to keep the dialogue going with you, to offer the advice as much as just products themselves, The Naked Pharmacy are the same. So they have the products to match the content, but they also have the expertise as well. Now, they cover anything from stress to sleep to mood to energy to gut health to weight management and pretty much everything else besides. So they're also going to give you the support as well. And they're offering us a 20% discount. If you use KT20 at checkout, which is at thenakedpharmacy.com, and you pop in KT20 at checkout, you will get a 20% discount. So this episode is brought to you by a superb brand, which I'm so excited to talk to you about. Now, remember, all of the brands that we talk about in the advertising space in Own Your Health are always brands that I want you to know about because I think they're good. And Liminal is no exception to this. Now, Liminal is founded by a friend of mine and a friend of the podcast, Rebecca Brown. Now, Rebecca Brown started life as a narrative researcher. And you're thinking, what on earth is that? And the clue is interesting into the creation of Liminal that came out of the back of it. So she spent her entire professional career before this listening to people's stories. And she started to work into the menopause time before the menopause sort of became the huge great topic that it is now. So consequently, she was building up this huge great research bank of other people's stories, which then coincided with her own journey going into the perimenopause, where slightly her professional world started to fall apart due to the perimenopausal symptoms. Now, as a result of her own personal story and also being a narrative researcher, she started to experiment, as we all do. She started to ask herself, what if I dot, dot, dot? So she started to formulate all sorts of different formulations using all sorts of different herbal decoctions in order to create the brand that is now called Liminal. And the answer to this is that she's created not just a superb range of powders and supplements, which are very complex powders with multi ingredients all combined into them, apparently extraordinarily difficult to formulate. But in this community, there is also very much a community-based energy frequency of the sharing of knowledge, the sharing of stories, the sharing of understanding that when you're going through your menopausal symptoms, not only do you need physical and biological support, but you also need emotional and spiritual support as well. Now, this is something that is key to the heart of the Liminal brand. So over there is the most amazing community of men and women who are discussing all sorts of treatment modalities which have worked for them or their partners. So Liminal is a brand that I would very much encourage you to pop over to the website. So that is our wonderful sponsor and friend of the podcast today. And now we shall go back into the rest of the podcast. So that was a very simple entry point into this. If anyone would like more information, I love working with Master OH. I find his ancestral healing like the Rolls Royce of this kind of practice. But start with these kinds of meditations and see how you get on. And do please leave me a message in the comments below and forward this to anyone that you think might benefit from this today or any other day. Thank you for listening.